The other day I got an email from attorney Joe Tacopina that said this. I actually asked him to come on the show and respond to the reports that he will again be part of the defense of Joran van der Sloot, whether it's regarding civil action or action in the United States, whatever. He sent me an email back and said this. Sorry, Dana, I'm not doing interviews, but let me state that I am not, and the not is in capital letters, going to Peru and am not working on the case in Peru. How these rumors get started is beyond me. If you are a regular listener to the show, or if you go to the website at scaredmonkeysradio.com, you'll remember that I did a program, it's got to be a couple of years ago now, where I had on Mark Garagos, who represented Scott Peterson. I had Joe Tacopina on, who, of course, at that time was representing Joran van der Sloot in the American civil action against him by the Holloway family. And we had on Joel Brodsky, who is representing Drew Peterson, three of the most hated people in crime stories today, and the lawyers that represent them. I had them all on at the same time, and we talked about, are they doing their jobs? The system that we have today says that those that are charged with a crime do have a right to legal representation, and we all know how defense lawyers are hated. Joe Tacopina, no matter what he does, is going to be hated. Whether it's justified or not, I'm not sure. But how some of these rumors, I have to agree with Tacopina, do get started. In fact, I had someone come back and say Tacopina started that rumor himself. I'm not sure about that. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Just goes to show, again, how the mainstream media and cable news shows in particular will grab a story and run with it. Will they follow it up and make sure and confirm before they report? Most times, no. And what will they do the next day if they're wrong? Well, they'll just go on to another story. We've seen it with Lindsay Lohan and the nonstop coverage that nobody really cares about. And we're seeing it with a focus on Joe Tacopina, who really I don't think anyone cares about. But the stories that we do care about aren't being heard, in my belief, the way that they should be. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.